Good morning, Brother Dwayne, and thank you. Good morning, listeners. Today's message is taken from Mark chapter 12, verse 1 to 10. I will be reading from the New King James Version. Again, that's Mark chapter 12, verse 1 to 10. This is Jesus speaking, and it reads, "Then he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a place for the wine vat and built a tower. And he leased it to vine dressers and went into a far country. Now at vintage time, he sent a servant to the vine dressers that he might receive some of the fruit of the vineyard from the vine dressers. And they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent them another servant, and at him they threw stones, wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully treated. And again he sent another, and him they killed, and many others, beating some and killing some. Therefore, still having one son, his beloved, he also sent him to them last, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But those vine dressers said among themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours.' So they took him and killed him and cast him out of the vineyard. Therefore, what will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the vine dressers and give the vineyard to others. Have you not even read the scripture? 'The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.'" Here, Jesus is speaking to the Hebrew people, those whom he was sent to, those whom would eventually reject him. In this parable, the man who plants the vineyard could be likened to God, the one who has set everything in place and given it to his people. What we see in this scripture is that time and time again, different messengers were sent and they were rejected. They were treated badly. And this could be likened to the various prophets and the various teachers that God would have sent to his people in Bible time, who were rejected, who were treated badly, who were put to death, etc. Finally, Jesus came. That one son, the beloved son, was sent to give the ultimate message to mankind. And as we know, he too was rejected and he was crucified. In this scripture, Jesus is giving the Hebrew people a little glimpse into what is going to happen to him. He, being the Son of God, will be rejected, and that rejected stone would become the cornerstone of Christianity, the cornerstone of all that we as believers are concerned with today. Now you might wonder, okay, yes, that's back in Bible time. So tell me, Pastor Monique, how does that really apply to me today? And this is what I would say to you. For many of us, God has sent individuals to spread the gospel, to give us insight into his love and his care for us. And oftentimes we have rejected them. Some of them we have treated badly, just like the vine dressers in the parable. So we might not have beaten them up, but we would have, you know, said things to them that were hurtful. We might have simply ignored them. And in some cases, God forbid, we might have even beaten them up. And as we know, in some parts of the world, Christians are constantly being persecuted. So this is not something so far-fetched that we can't quite grasp it. So these are things that happen. Okay? Now, Jesus has come and he has given his life for all of mankind. He was rejected by the people that he came to, the Hebrew people. They're the ones who crucified him. But what that allowed was an opportunity for all of mankind to be brought into the kingdom of God. So I want you to pause for a moment and reflect on individuals that might have passed through your life, individuals that would have been there to give you a word of encouragement from God, persons who would have told you that Jesus loves you, persons who would have told you about something that God was doing in their life as a way of encouraging you, and you have ignored them or you have rejected them in some way. I want you to understand that in rejecting them, you are not just rejecting the individual who has brought the message, but you're essentially rejecting Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. But even as you ponder on that, do you recognize that people still keep coming? Because God has not given up on you. In the same way that the owner of the vineyard did not give up on the vine dressers doing the right thing and giving part of the fruit of their labor to the owner and sending messenger after messenger, God has not given up hope on you. And so individuals keep coming to tell you about the love of God. But it is up to you to receive that love. It is up to you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Perhaps you have done this in the past. You have said a prayer and you've asked God to forgive you, and you were once walking with the Lord, but you have what we would call backslidden. You have turned back from your walk and you are doing your own thing again. God has not given up on you. And this is why in your life, people constantly come to you to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. Today, I am here to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. I want you to know that God loves you, and He loved you so much that He gave His only Son, that beloved Son that is spoken of in verse 6. He gave His one Son, that beloved Son, as a ransom for you, to pay a debt that you were incapable, that we were incapable of paying for ourselves. Because scripture tells us that the wages of sin is death in the book of Romans. And we all have sinned. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And because of that, we could not make things right with God ourselves. We needed Jesus. We needed someone who was completely pure, without sin, without blemish, that God would accept as a payment for our sin. So in essence, Jesus died in our place, not because of anything that He had done, but simply because He was stepping in on your behalf. He stepped in on our behalf. He took the punishment that we deserved so that we would not have to take it. And so because He has done this, we should not ignore Him. We should not reject Him, but instead we should accept Him. The scripture tells us that when the Son was rejected, what would happen? The owner would come and He would destroy the vine dressers. The owner would come and He would distribute justice, and the justice would be death. And it is the same with God. When we reject His Son, we choose to do what we want to do rather than what God created us for and God would want us to do. we are putting ourselves in a position where we can, in fact, find ourselves with all of the sin attached to us, standing on Judgment Day and being sentenced to an eternity that none of us want. All of us talk about going to heaven and being with God and being in a paradise, just like the Garden of Eden. But this only happens, this eternal life, this hope of eternal life, this hope of seeing a smiling Savior only comes through the acceptance of the Savior himself, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the cornerstone that was rejected by the Hebrew people, who is now the cornerstone, that was rejected by the Hebrew people, who is now the cornerstone of our Christian faith. Do not take for granted that all that we do in this life, there will come a time that we will have to answer for. Just like these vine dressers would have to answer to all that they had done, all the servants that they rejected, all the servants that they beat up, all the servants that they killed, they had to answer for their actions. We too will have to answer for our actions. How did we treat the messenger of God? Did we accept the gift that was freely given in his Son, Jesus Christ, so that we could have eternal life and a meaningful, purposeful life in the kingdom of God? Or did we reject Jesus and anyone who would come in the name of Jesus? Did we say that we want to hear nothing of you? We want no part of it. When we push God away, when we reject his Son, we are condemning ourselves. We are condemning ourselves. Jesus has given us a precious gift of life where he takes our sin upon himself, who is sinless, and stands in our place, so that when we stand before God, he sees us as blameless. He sees us as worthy because we are covered by Jesus. We are in Jesus. So it is Jesus' righteousness, Jesus' holiness that he sees rather than our sin. All of that is forgiven. All of that is forgiven in Jesus Christ. Now you may hear that there are so many ways to God. But, listener, there is only one way to God. Jesus told us that he is the way. He is the truth and he is the life. There's no other way. So if you truly do want to have the eternal life that we all so desperately want, no one wants to die. I tell you this morning that you can have eternal life only in Jesus Christ. So will you accept Jesus? Will you welcome him into your life? Will you take him as your Lord and your Savior and recognize that you have been doing wrong? You have been doing your own thing. You have not been acknowledging him. You have been rejecting him and his principles every step of the way. And today you want to just stop and recognize that this Jesus did something amazing for me. He gave up his life that I might have life. And he is not dead today, but he rose 3 days after he was crucified, and he lives today to cleanse me of my sin, to give me the opportunity to be forgiven, to give me the opportunity to be reconnected to the Father, just like mankind was in the Garden of Eden. He gives me the opportunity to have peace of mind. Would you confess your sins before God this morning and ask him to forgive you? Would you choose to turn away from all the stuff that you were doing that goes against everything that God says and to do what God says instead? If that is you this morning, I want to pray with you because God wants you to be a part of his kingdom. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, for each individual that your word has touched their hearts this morning, God, rather they be one who has never made a decision for Jesus Christ, or rather they be one, God, who made a decision in the past, but strayed away from the way, oh God. Father, I pray this morning that you would minister to them in a powerful way. I pray, oh God, that as they would call out to you now, as they would ask you to forgive them of their sins, as they would confess their shortcomings before you, oh God, that you will wash away their sins with the blood that is of Jesus Christ, and you would cleanse them of all sin, accepting them into your glorious light, oh God, and giving them the hope of an eternal life with you. Father, I bless your name in Jesus' name. And I give you thanks. Amen. I want to encourage you this morning that if you have made a decision for Christ, if you have asked Jesus to come into your life, if you have confessed your sins before God and you've asked him to forgive you, I want you to find a Bible teaching church and start going there. Start reading your Bible, learning about the life of Jesus, learning about who he is, what he did while he was here on the earth, so that you can have a better understanding of all that Jesus has done for you. If you want to have someone pray with you on a one-on-one basis, feel free to reach out to us at our district office at 435-4444. Again, 435-4444. Reach out to us and we will pray with you because God wants you to be a part of his kingdom. All of the things that we are experiencing in this life today, all of the challenges that we are experiencing, there is one answer, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus is alive. He is the only Savior. He is the only one in any religion that exists on the earth today who died and rose from the dead. He is God. He is alive and he is well. God bless you.
Monday. I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's final war.
Fear is gone.